partout ailleurs, non seulement au Canada, mais dans d'autres pays aussi. Donc, on est venu appuyer Christina, Jonathan, puis Jaggy dans leur lutte quotidienne contre la répression, que ce soit dans la rue ou dans les cours, dans le système judiciaire. Puis on est aussi ici pour montrer notre solidarité, comme on la montre dans la rue, on la montre aussi dans la cour, pour venir appuyer ces gens-là. Donc, je remercie tout le monde d'être venu parler, puis je vais laisser le mégaphone à Jaggy.
J'ai pas le droit d'utiliser un mégaphone.
Oui, c'est vrai.
Pour avancer. Non, je blague pas. I have a condition. I'm not allowed to use a megaphone anywhere in Canada until my trial in Quebec City. So I'm just going to speak like this. C'est un procès bilingue, alors je vais parler en français et aussi en anglais. D'abord, merci à tout le monde qui a organisé ça. J'ai vraiment apprécié que vous êtes ici pendant la journée, que vous avez organisé cette manif. C'est très important de savoir dans le cours. On essaie d'avoir un bon front, tu vois, de montrer qu'on est, on n'est pas peur, tout ça, mais on n'est pas peur, mais on a une certaine anxiété, hein, on dit en français. C'est ça. On fait face aux prisons et c'est toujours bon pour notre morale de voir tout le monde ici. Just to give some background, we're being charged with rioting. This relates to a protest in October of 1000. You should keep in mind, like, to place ourselves, this is a protest before Quebec City. This is before we have hundreds of thousands of people on the streets of Montreal for anti-war protests. It was a good protest for the time. It was something that was building for Quebec City. 1,000 people in front of the Sheraton Hotel for something called the G20, which I don't think anybody knew what it was. You know, we were making the links, the G20, IMF, World Bank, the importance of protesting against the FTAA. 1,000 people gathered. People came from McGill, from Concordia, from the CJEPs. People from all walks of life, actually, not just students. Dancing, protesting, etc., etc. There were people who threw paint on the hotel. But what the police did was they used a few small incidents to create a riot. And what's happening is that Christina, myself, and Jonathan are basically being charged with being the organizers of this riot. We're not being charged for anything that we've done. We're not being charged for being violent or for hitting anybody or anything like that. We're basically being targeted amongst the 1,000 people there of being the participants in this riot. I gave a speech. Christina drove the car in which I gave a speech, and Jonathan had a clown nose and colored hair, and he was easily identifiable. That's the only reason. Any one of the 800, 900, 1,000 people who were there could have been charged with participating in a riot. I think most of you who are here today were at that protest. It could be any one of you, so I think that's important to keep in mind. Je pense que c'est aussi important de parler des autres cas ici à Montréal. On est trois ici devant le tribunal, mais il y a des centaines, des centaines, des centaines de personnes depuis 5, 6, 7 années qui fait face au tribunal à cause de leur participation à des manifestations politiques. Le monde qui lutte contre la brutalité policière, le monde qui lutte pour le logement social. Il y a beaucoup de monde qui fait face au tribunal à cause de leur implication dans le squat. Le monde qui participe dans les autres manifs. Les étudiants, surtout les étudiants arabes, qui sont ciblés à cause de leur implication à Concordia. Il y a aussi les cas individus. Par exemple, le cas de Mohamed Cherfi, un Algérien, qui était ciblé par le policier parce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui parle bien, quelqu'un qui représente les intérêts de son statut algérien ici à Montréal. Il y a Manuel Almeida, qui est ici aujourd'hui, qui était aussi ciblé 5, 6, 7 fois. You know, I'm not sure what the logic of the police is, but in their mind, they suddenly think certain people are ringleaders. Manuel is a father of 2 kids. He's a postal worker. Me, I talk a lot at demos. I give speeches. Alex Popovich, he's been quite outspoken against police brutality. Mohamed Cherfi, he's been outspoken for the sans statut. It's not because we're important. It's not because we're the main organizers. The police, I don't know, they have their own logic. But the fact is, people are being targeted. Je pense que c'est aussi important de parler du monde qui sont ciblés, pas parce qu'ils sont politiques, ils sont ciblés parce que, à cause de leur identité. Si vous êtes pauvre, si tu es un jeune de la rue, si vous êtes arabe ou noir ou une personne autochtone, si vous êtes un travailleur de sexe, vous êtes ciblé chaque jour. Et je pense que c'est important de parler de ça. I think our trial is significant, though. I think it's important that we keep in mind people who are targeted every day. I think it's important that we keep in mind the hundreds of people who are facing the trials, political trials, like I mentioned earlier. But this is an important trial because it represents an escalation, a legal escalation against protesters. What Christina, Jonathan, and I are facing is the potential of up to 2 years in prison. It's likely, if we're convicted, that we'll get up to 6 months in prison. This is important because we're not being targeted, again, for doing anything violent. We're being targeted for being somewhere and for being political protesters. We're being targeted for being organizers. This is a political trial. It's nothing less or nothing more. It's a political trial. It's not just a criminal trial, but a political trial because we are political protesters. It's also important to keep in mind that this escalation is not just happening in Montreal. There's another trial going on as we speak in Toronto. Three members of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty are being targeted. They're being targeted for the exact same charges, participation in a riot. Again, not for what they did, but because they're organizers. And they're facing 2 years in prison. But their trial is actually much more serious because one member of their group, John Clark, is facing up to 5 years in prison for counseling people to commit criminal acts. And again, John Clark didn't counsel people to commit criminal acts. He's a very eloquent person who advocates on behalf of the poor. I want to finish off, I've spoken a lot, by saying three things. First of all, there's a lot of ways of looking at what's happening. One way of looking at it is this is a compliment, okay? The fact that we're being charged and the fact that other people are being charged is a big compliment to our effectiveness, to the fact that we've taken the streets, that we've been in the thousands, in the hundreds, in the dozens, and sometimes in the hundreds of thousands, like recently. This is a movement that's been building for 5, 6, 7 years. This G20 protest was in the middle of that building process. We've been to demos where there's dozens like today. We've been to demos where there's hundreds. I think we should be complimented that we're being targeted this way. The other thing to keep in mind is this is, I think, part of our organizing. I don't think we should see trials as something separate. This is part of our day-to-day organizing. And an important part of that is, I think one of the best ways, the most important way that you can help Jonathan, Christina, and I, there's a lot of ways you can help us, you know, financially, coming to trial, but the most important way that you can help us is by continuing to organize, by not being sidetracked, by continuing to be active, fighting for social justice, fighting for people's dignity every day. That's the number one way. And the final point I want to make, le point final que je veux faire, c'est que c'est pas moi, Christina et Jonathan qui sont en procès, c'est notre résistance qui est en procès. C'est ça. Nous sommes les personnes, les boucs émissaires, les personnes ciblées. Mais c'est nous tous qui luttent chaque jour pour la dignité, pour la justice sociale. C'est nous qui sommes ciblés. Alors, je vais juste finir par dire encore merci. Thank you for your solidarity and let's continue to struggle. Thank you.